Welcome to A Saturday Night. A Saturday Night called Open Mind. My name is Bill Jenkins, and we want to acquaint your mind with another, if we may. But you've got to be very careful about this mind, because it has a way of tunneling right into yours and coming up with things it's not supposed to. Oh, yes. We're going to have one of those psychic nights, if you don't mind. Ready to have yours expanded just a little bit? And when it comes to psychics, I guess that the foremost psychic in the world, the man who has demonstrated his expertise in the field of psychic, it's wrong to call it phenomena, more than anyone, any place, anywhere, is our guest tonight, and we're very proud to have him with us, Mr. Peter Hercules. Peter, welcome aboard.
Well, good evening. In the first place, I must say that I like the place very much. It's a nice space.
Yeah, got good
very
vibes.
Very comfortable. Good vibes, yes. But that's not the reason I'm here. I want to shake up the people.
You want to shake them up?
I cannot say everything what I want to say, but...
Hey, wait a minute. On this show, you can say anything you want.
Is that nice?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Say anything you want. Just, you know, do it with style and class.
Okay, fine.
So what have you been up to? I know we know that you were involved in solving a lot of rather famous crimes, the Boston Strangler, the Sharon Tate killing, the
Right.
Side Strangler.
Well, on the Sharon Tate case, the sheriff didn't want me on that time.
He didn't?
No, he wants to look for himself and...
Was that Peter Pidgeon at that time?
Yeah.
Well, what was Peter's problem?
Well, part ego, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Is it I don't want psychics on. And two days later... But the government called me that I have to be on the case. And I wasn't the case.
I think that law enforcement has changed their mind, by and large, about the input that a psychic can give them.
You know, I came in America in 1956, and nobody believed me. But over all these years, murder cases and Harvard case, I did about... How many murder cases have I worked on?
Since I've known you?
Yeah.
Oh, over 500.
It's about 500. That threw in the guest team. Two guys.
What is your success rate? Say 500 cases?
Well, I would say about 80.
About 80%?
You know, I never worked on a case, or I always worked with the police.
Mm-hmm.
But that was not in the beginning, you know.
Well, I've noticed that police have been...
I wouldn't take a case without the police department.
Yeah.
Well, that needs clothing.
It's their job.
Yeah.
And what you can give them, it seems to me, is just a very valuable tool.
Clue. Like the Sharon Tate case, there was no clue at all.
Mm-hmm.
So, you are happy to find a key or a club. The rest of the police. But I was the man what described the person. I was the man what put in the paper Charlie Manson. And it was Charlie Manson.
Mm-hmm. I remember that.
So the judge didn't like it that I mentioned a name in there.
Mm-hmm.
So he said, Peter, you better shut up and say nothing. And that's what I did. I didn't find the gun that Charlie mentioned, what he put in the ivy, threw in the ivy. But I give very good evidence. There was not only Charlie Manson that was also involved for the killing, set up for the killing. I think that his daughter was involved in the cult. She jumped out the window a day later. Doris Day's son.
Yes,
he was. To do with that, he was on the list for to be killed. That is not all in the papers.
I remember that some of that came out at the time.
I know
that I was over at KFWB as a newsman.
And I was by the mamas and the papas with John Phillips.
Mm-hmm.
And I always got shot.
Mm.
I shot there with my wife.
Oh.
He had a guard in the house, and when I came to his home,
yeah,
you know, he found the videotapes by John Phillips.
Hmm.
And I was also a Peter Connect, district attorney from Beverly Hills at that time. That was quite a case.
It was a terrible thing.
Yeah.
It took them a while to unravel that one. It was so strange. The modus operandi of the activity and the motivation behind it was something I think that was new for law enforcement.
Right.
They had never found just drug-crazed...
But in the beginning, it was very tough for me to work with the police, but he didn't believe me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But over all these years and cases, you know, he start believing me.
You find it a lot easier now to work with the police.
Very easy.
And as I said earlier, I know that there are many law enforcement agencies certainly accept the work of psychics, which is quite often
right.
Volunteered to them.
What I do the most of the time, you will laugh, and I tell you, when I work on a case, before I start working, I said to the chief of police, now listen, you give me a file from anybody, any file, and can I put my hand on? And he has courteous, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And he said to the sergeant, pick up a file. And I will put my hand on it. I said, there's to do with five people involved. And it had to do with dope. And there are three arrested, you're looking for two. And that popped the guys out. And he said, how do you know this? Well, I don't know.
You were just right on track.
And we'll find that tonight.
Yes? Well, I know that, you and I could talk on, but I ordinarily, as a rule, find that it's, I usually don't do psychics because people get upset about listening to 2 or 3 hours of a psychic work if they're not on the line getting ready to be read. But tonight we have Peter Hoekroos here.
Yeah.
And every single call, I think, will be a revelation to you. And one of the things that I want you to understand, you the listener, even though you may not be on the line yourself, is that you're going to hear something that you probably wouldn't believe that happened, that this man could know as much as he is going to know about the people who call in. And when you do call in, when you get through, we want to take a little time between each call. I would like input from you as to his accuracy. Because you want to hear that too, don't you, Peter?
Right.
You want it right down the line. We don't want any guessing games here.
No.
Nothing general, nothing vague. And Peter is here with me at the studios of KABC, and you are where you are. And it's not often I feel that you get a chance to enjoy the masterful work of Peter Hoekroos, but that's what you're going to get tonight. Let me give you the numbers. In Los Angeles, 5 possible to all of us, however.
Yeah.
You know, let us not waste Peter's time by saying, how am I going to do in my job? And, things
right.
Of that nature.
No, that's okay.
Just whatever it is that you want to discuss with Peter.
Right.
And see what he can find out if he wants to, and maybe he won't. So, you ready to go for it? We have Tony on the line. Hello, Tony. Welcome aboard.
Yeah, hi.
Hi, Tony.
Peter, how you doing?
Fine. Do you know me, Tony?
I followed your career for...
But you never talked to me before.
No.
You are not without a job, Tony. I see you working.
Excuse me?
You are not without your job. I see you working.
Working?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You're employed.
Well,
yes.
Self.
No, let me tell you. You started from scratch. You didn't have anything, and you built it up yourself.
Yeah.
It was not easy. And I also see you married.
No, I'm single.
No, I saw you that woman what you had before.
Oh, yeah.
You remember, huh?
Right.
I don't want to go in details.
Go in detail. I don't care.
Well, you should have broke up a long time ago.
I did.
Do you know that she was fooling around with somebody else?
Yes.
I know it, too. Who is Michael?
I don't know any Michael.
Did she... Is her girl, boyfriend was Michael?
No. Sorry, I don't know that name.
Oh.
But that's not to take away from the power you have.
I know. But I see an extension. I see you working not alone. I see you working with 3 people. That's going to happen. How many people are you working now? Alone?
No. You're right. I'm working with more than 3 people.
No. You started with 3 people.
All right. Basically, you're right.
Right.
People.
And now I see 9 people.
Uh-huh.
And I see a building on. I see a changing there where you work.
I'm at a crossroads, Mr. Hoekroos.
Right. But I see it changing on the place where you live, where your business is.
Yeah.
I see it changing there. I see breaking out and I see an extension.
Right.
That's going to happen.
Well, it's more than that. It's a whole transference of wealth. There's only me and my dad left. They just did a easy terminal cancer. And the whole thing's supposedly coming to me.
No, I see you are the boss.
Yeah.
You will take over. I also see a bank loan that's going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm tapped into $30 billion here in West Germany, and in Switzerland I'm tapped into billions of dollars, hundreds of millions of dollars, other places.
You're talking about Zurich?
Yeah, well, yeah.
Hey, I want you to leave your number. I want to talk to you.
Well, it's a nice meeting, but hold on. By the way.
The thing I'm trying to find out from you is, and this is my direct question to you, am I spiritually clean? Am I clean in this horribly corrupt world? Have I got myself set right with God?
Yes.
Does God like me or doesn't like me?
It is not always when you go to church, God. God is everywhere.
No, I don't go to church. I'm not a member of any organized
religion. Right, so is I.
All I want to be is just acceptable to God as a vessel or a servant or a warrior or whatever you want to call it, descriptive adjective-wise.
Yes.
And I'm asking you as a psychic, do you feel that I'm worthy enough to be a vessel for the Lord?
Yes. But you believe in the Lord and you pray in yourself, not in church. And so long as you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, you don't have to worry about it.
But you personally feel...
Yes, I personally feel, yes.
That I'm okay with the Lord. I'm not offending the Lord in any way.
Well, you have done a lot of mistakes. Everybody do mistakes. But you are straightened out. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I made mistakes in the past. I've repented.
But you are straightened out now.
But am I okay now?
And I see also you are okay, yes. You are straightened out. You are on the right track. Except there is no hope for your dad. It's spread all over. The lungs and down below the intestines.
You're right.
Thank you very much.
They castrated him. You're right.
Yes, I know.
They retired the cancer. They just
Well, he had cancer on the prostate, sir.
No, they castrated him. You know what that means?
Yes.
Okay.
But there was also a problem at the prostate.
Yes, you're right.
That's what I'm talking about.
And that's where it was revealed. It was in his lower spine and his blood and his...
Right. There's no hope.
Right. How do I reach you personally? To meet you personally?
Listed in the Valley Directory, but his phone number at home is 818-769.
818-769-3146. 3146.
Okay, Tony.
Thank you very much.
All right, thank you
very much, sir.
Bye bye. And there you get an idea of just how Peter can hone in. So when the rest of you call in, don't ask Peter a question. He's just going to tell you things, right?
That's right.
You don't need to lead him on.
No.
He's going to get right on there with it. I'm Bill Jenkins. It's Open Mind on this Saturday night at 9:20. Our guest is Peter Hercos, and as you can see, it'll be kind of a stimulating evening. And I hope all of you have a chance to get in. We'll try to get to as many of you as possible.
Or evening. I'd like to hang around with that guy, too.
Yeah.
Good morning. Good evening, Peter. How are you?
Fine. I feel fine.
I can never get the time right.
Oh, no.
That's all right.
I'm like everybody else. I mean, I have a curiosity about what's going to happen to me down the road.
Well,
with a lot of confusion.
Well, what do you have to do with the attorney?
At this point, nothing.
Well, you had an attorney.
Yeah, before. A long time ago.
I don't talk about 2 years ago. I talk many years ago.
Right.
I want you to have a completely physical checkup by the doctor. When was the last time that you went to the doctor?
A long time.
It's about 2 years ago?
Yeah.
Well, let me concentrate.
Leon, there are no secrets here, you know. No, you're Herb.
If I'm Herb, I don't know if I should be saying anything.
Herb, yeah. I see you working. You're not without the job.
Right.
And it's a job where you work for quite a long time. I'm not talking about 6 months or 8 months.
No, I've only been there about 8 months at this point.
Yeah, but I see no changing yet. Don't quit yet. Did you was planning to quit?
Yes.
The time is not there. I would say a pill. You are not happy what you are doing right now, let me tell you.
That's true.
And I see 1, 2, 3 in the family. How many people are in the family? I'm not talking about 5. I see 3. How many people?
I have 2 kids and myself.
That are 3, right?
Right.
But I don't see a wife.
That's true.
Did she ever went to a psychiatrist?
Have I?
No, your wife.
Yes, she did.
There is no hope and there is no return between you and your wife. You are not living with your wife, right?
No, I'm not. No.
Love her, but stay away as far as possible.
So far, you're hitting it right on the head.
Yeah. Do you know that you have a scar on your leg?
Yes, I do.
I see it, too. And you almost drowned when you was young. You couldn't breathe. I'm not talking about water. I'm talking about, like, a kind of hyperventilation. Can you remember that?
No, I can't.
22 years old? That time?
No.
No, don't work out. You'll be a number of my work, and I see a changing in your job. I would say in about 4.5 months. And I don't see you married for quite a long time.
Oh, bless your heart.
Oh, my God. I see you do your own cooking, and you hustle around, and that's the way I see your life.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Very good. Interesting. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Was it pretty much on target with you, Herb?
Without getting into detail, the area about my wife, very much so.
Strange that he can do that, isn't it?
It is. It is very strange.
He's just like an umpire at the ballgame, Carl, as he sees it.
I think what's fascinating, if I can just interject, I think a lot of audiences like myself, you don't know if you believe in what Peter does or not, but it's fascinating, especially if you get to talk to him.
Yeah, when you're on the receiving end, you're going to have to sit there and take the heat. You know, I would say, Peter, what do you say with me? But I'm afraid that he would tell the truth, and then my career would be...
I don't see him married.
Okay, Herb, thank you very much.
Bye.
And, all right, Leon, you're on the hot seat now.
Oh, boy.
So I need a little break, sir.
Oh, you want a little break?
Yes.
I'm sorry, we'll take a little break right here. And be back with Peter Herkos. I'm saying he likes to rest just a little bit between, because otherwise you'll get Herb and Leon all mixed up.
I want to say I'd be 100% correct, but I was brought over in America in 1956. Mm-hmm. The medical laboratory was also part government CIA and part...
I think it's Dr. Andrea Paharic.
Right.
Very instrumental in bringing you over here.
You have her. He's in the CIA.
Uh-huh. Andrea does?
And she just came back from China.
Mm-hmm.
And I found out on the map that he was going, and he was almost arrested. He found a missile base in the ground there.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Andrea has done some strange, strange things. All right, let's see. Leon, you're back on the hot seat.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'd like to know what Peter can tell me about something very unusual that I've been working on for a long time.
Well, let's see what he sees.
Do you patent it?
I beg your pardon?
Patent it.
Did you patent it?
No, I didn't.
Why not?
Well, that's a good question.
It's very simple, but you're working over a long time.
Well, it's not a physical invention. It's not something like an electronic typewriter.
I didn't say that.
I guess in the future I might be able to patent it, but I haven't quite gotten that far with it.
Well, you started for a while, and then you dropped for a while, and then you started over again.
Well, it has been a little intermittent. That's true.
Who is Bob?
I can't think of anybody named Bob right now in my circle of acquaintances.
But you work the most of the time at night, don't you?
Well, I've been staying up late, that's true, many nights lately.
You cannot sit still, anyhow.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
I see two people. How many people are in the home now?
I'm the only one.
No, but normally?
In recent years, just myself.
And who is Anne? Female?
Well, my grandmother's name is Anne.
It is somebody that passed away, sir.
Yeah, well, my grandmother passed away.
That's what I'm talking about.
Well, her name was Anne, and some people called her Anne, I think.
Yeah. She passed away.
Yeah, many years ago.
Did you have developed that stuff?
Did I what?
Did you have developed it?
Did I develop it?
Yeah.
My project?
Yeah.
Well, I've been kind of developing it for many years. You might put it that way. It's been
You never make a dime out of it. You never have raised money for it.
It's been evolving. I've been using the term evolve or evolution. I think develop is a quite pertinent word.
Well, you can do it, but it costs money, but you didn't have raised money for it.
I didn't what?
You didn't raise the money for it.
Oh, that's true. That's true. I'm trying to raise money. That's true.
That's what you should do. And finish it completely.
Well, I'd like to know how to raise the money.
Well, I'll put an ad in the paper.
I was going to take notes here.
Well, that might be a good idea.
I never see you married again.
Again?
I never see you married again.
Well, I haven't been married in the first place.
Yeah, but you're dealing with a woman. You have lived with a woman.
Well, my mother was here with me many years.
I'm not talking about sexual. You have lived with a mother. She was for many years, not 5 years, but many years in your home, in the place. With your mom.
Yeah.
But now you live not with your mother anymore.
That's right.
I don't see your mother anymore, sir.
Well, she passed away.
No, she passed away without saying goodbye to you. And she was buried on a Friday, or she died on a Friday.
That's close. It was actually a Saturday.
It was Friday night, about 3:30.
So that would be a Saturday.
And she passed away without saying goodbye to you.
Well, she said quite a few words to me that were
that was later, sir.
By nature, she didn't actually say goodbye.
No, that was before you visit her.
I beg your pardon?
That was before you visit her.
Then yeah, mother... at home. Oh, I see what you mean, yeah. She said some goodbye-type words at home.
Right.
And then she went into a coma at the hospital. We didn't actually say goodbye, strictly speaking.
Yeah. Well, it also had to do with... she also had to do with a stroke. Do you know that the doctor told you that she had a tumor?
Who does?
Your mom.
She never had a tumor as far as I know, at least.
In the brains?
Well, that was my father's mother.
No, I talk about your mother.
Well, my mother never had any kind of never had a brain tumor to my
mind. How come that she came unconscious then?
I beg your pardon?
How come that she came conscious?
How come she came conscious?
And just got into a coma.
Well, she had a congestive heart failure.
Yeah.
And that was really enough to render her unconscious. But she didn't have a brain tumor, to my knowledge.
And did she never complain about headaches?
Very little, that I can recall.
Yeah. Well, it was about 3:30 when she passed away.
No, you're asking me, so I'll tell you the truth. I don't know exactly, but it was in the evening around roughly 9:45 p.m.
Well, then I was missed, but I saw about 3:30. Everything was over 3:30. But she was always active, you know that. I don't have to tell you that.
Yes, she certainly was.
You know, from the morning at night, and she had worked for two people when she was young. She didn't have a happy life in her life at all.
She was disappointed with her life, that's true.
That's right.
All right, Leon.
Okay, sir.
How was that going?
Thank you very much.
Let me give you the telephone numbers. The lines are full, but you can jot them down to try to get no secrets, you know.
Oh, hi, Bill.
How are you?
Peter, how are you doing?
Hi.
Good.
I'm doing fine.
Well, I've been tracking you for a lot of years. I've been aware of you from way back when you first came back in this country, magazine articles and interviews on talk shows and everything.
Yeah.
So go ahead, I'm on the hot seat here now.
What was happening with your wife?
Got divorced.
Yeah. She divorced you.
Right.
You didn't divorce her, she divorced you.
Right.
Well, you should have never married her.
Well, I don't know. She
was a very dominating person, I'm telling you the truth.
Yeah, we have known each other since we were 11 years old.
Yeah, that was your problem.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Who's Marie?
Who's who?
Marie.
Marie. Don't know anybody by that name.
Was it a friend of your wife?
Not that I know of. Not a Marie.
Yeah, Marie. I see Marie. Marie. When was the last time that you talked to your wife?
About 3 weeks ago.
No, that's not true. It's about 3.5 weeks ago now.
Okay, that's pretty close.
Seconds, yeah.
Right, you want to cut the edge, all right.
Yeah. There is no return either.
No return.
You can try it and try it and don't work out. And she's not happy at all.
Who isn't?
Your wife.
She's not.
No. She will not be happy with anybody.
Yeah, I don't think so. I'll
you know that.
Right, I'll agree with you.
I still see you working. You're not retired.
No, I'm not. I made a career change.
Do you do the wash yourself?
Do I do my wash myself?
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, I saw it. I see you hang up the stuff as you're washing your clothing. Yeah.
I told you, Don, you're just turning on the TV set.
Don, you also had a car accident.
No, I haven't.
Not now, a long time ago. The bumper.
Quite a ways back.
A long time ago.
A long time back, right.
Yeah. And there is nothing wrong with your stomach, asked the doctor.
No, that's right, there isn't.
It's more nerve.
Right.
You don't sleep normal, you don't eat normal, and you don't live normal. No. At the moment, you are not in love with anybody.
Right, I'm not.
No. You had it.
Right, I am. Yeah, right. I'm still in transition at this point.
How many people are working there?
Just one.
No, two.
Two.
There are two people on the payroll.
There is?
Yeah, I see two people paying.
Can't be. It's just myself.
No, I see it. You pay somebody else but help you?
No, there isn't anybody helping me.
Yeah, I see two people working. Hmm. I want you to go to the eye doctor.
Right, okay.
Glasses.
Glasses.
Yeah.
Okay, you need a checkup for glasses.
That's glasses. Otherwise, your health is still active. And in other words, I never see you married again in your life.
No, I think you might be right there. I'm not, I think one time around was enough.
You're not hungry anymore.
Yeah, right. I think one time around is enough.
All right. Don't move where you live. Is yours planning to move?
No, I'm not.
Don't move.
I'm not planning to.
You lived there for quite a long time. How many years you lived there?
Where I'm at now, only 2 years.
No. But you had lived before.
Before that?
Yes.
13 years.
That's right.
I've already moved. I had to move.
Yeah, but don't move this time. Stay there.
Stay where I'm at right now.
Yes.
Right, stay here.
You are happy there.
Still reasonably?
Yeah. Okay, so nice talking to you.
Okay, thanks a lot, Peter.
Bye-bye.
Yeah.
All right, thank you, Don, for checking in. And Beverly.
Hi, Bill.
We're going to put you on the hot seat now.
Well, I feel like I hit the lottery getting to talk to Peter Hurko.
Well, it's better than the lottery.
Sure is. What can you tell me about myself, Peter?
I saw in your life two marriages, dear.
Two marriages?
Yes.
Well, make it one more.
Two marriages.
You mean there are three?
I'm on my third.
Been around, huh?
Two marriages. I saw two marriages. You're not that long marriage, eh?
How long have I been married to this one?
I don't see that many years. You married very young.
19.
18.
Mm-hmm.
Not 19.
Okay.
Why did you check it here?
Okay.
What is wrong with your tooth?
My tooth?
Yeah.
Well, I have a dental appointment Tuesday.
Man, otherwise you get an infection.
I'm having it pulled Tuesday.
Yeah.
I just made the appointment.
You better do it, otherwise you get a joint infection.
Oh.
You better go to the dentist.
You're right on.
Yeah? Don't divorce him.
No?
No, you were planning, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I know. But don't do it.
Don't?
Why don't you talk straight out? Sometimes you have no feeling for him.
I know I don't.
You are a very sensitive person, and you want a little attention, but you never get attention from him.
No, I don't.
You know that.
And he's listening.
A big fan?
He's listening right now.
Well, he's not a bad person.
No.
But I think you should overthink twice before you divorce. You know what you have, but you don't know what you get.
Yeah, that's why I stayed.
Right. Wake him up a little bit. Say, come on, let's go to the movie. Do something.
Yeah, he doesn't want to do anything.
That's what I said, but he's not the bad person. Don't divorce him. Bye-bye, dear.
Bye-bye.
Okay, Beverly.
Can I tell you, Bill?
Yeah, good.
He's right on the tooth. I had a toothache, and I called the dentist to make the appointment Tuesday.
Great.
and I have been thinking about divorcing my husband very seriously. And he's just right on everything he said.
Well, now you're going to have to work it out with your husband then.
Thanks so much.
All right. Thank you, Beverly. Very good. Peter, batting good on that one. We have Christy on the line. Hi, Christy.
Hello, how are you?
Well, so far, so good. You want a little break? Well, can you wait just a little bit there, Christy?
Yes.
Because we don't want to get you mixed up with Beverly. Or otherwise you'll end up with a toothache and hanging on with something.
I can do without that.
All right. Christy on the line. Christy?
Yes.
We've got you on the hot seat, I guess.
Yeah, certainly do.
All right, just let Peter call him as he sees.
Hello, Christy.
Hello, Peter.
You ever met me before?
No, I haven't.
I see you married.
No.
I see you married. You're not married, but I see you married.
Do you see that relationship working out? Right now, I feel like...
No, don't give me any clue, dear. I have to... It's not the man you're going to marry now. There are two different characters in there.
Okay. Have I met the man I will marry?
Slightly. You're going to marry the man that was married before, dear. You will marry the man that was married before.
Okay.
And you live by yourself now?
Yes.
Well, I think you should fix the kitchen.
It does need fixing.
Oh, my gosh. And a paint job, too.
Okay. So you see me staying here?
I beg your pardon?
You see me staying here.
Yeah, but who stays over sometimes, that man?
My boyfriend.
Oh. You get along with him very well if you always give in.
That's true. Can you tell me where he is right now?
Well, he's not in Los Angeles, dear.
I know.
But if you have to swim where he is now, he's far away from you. What did you have to do with California?
What does he?
Yeah.
He lives here.
In California?
Yes.
But I see him moving.
Oh, you do?
I see a breakup, dear, between you and him.
Soon?
Did you're planning to break up with him?
It's something I'm thinking about.
Well, you cannot say that he's a lazy person.
No, he's definitely...
He's a very active... Even on Saturday, Sunday, the whole week, he's a very active person. You cannot deny that.
No.
But the character is not coming together. You only get along when you give in and don't start talk back.
That's true.
That is the problem. And you are not allowed to talk back to him. If he is wrong or right, he never say to you, "You was right, sweetheart." No. He's also a very nervous person. But he don't show the nervous, you know.
What about my career?
Wait, I'm not finished yet.
Okay.
Oh, wait, dear. What did she do at photos?
Pardon?
Photos, as she photos, taking pictures. You're not working in a photo. That's not what I'm talking about.
No.
But what did you have to do with...
I took a lot of pictures recently.
Oh. Yeah, small pictures, not big pictures.
Right.
What was wrong with your mother's leg?
I don't know. I didn't know she had a problem with her leg.
Was she still active?
Yes.
But you can't not live with your mother.
No, definitely.
Then you need a psychiatrist. Love your mother, love her, but keep her away. Visit her, but don't expect nothing to live with you. You cannot live with her. It's not possible to you.
No, I know.
Who is Frank?
Frank's a good friend.
A really good friend.
Mm-hmm.
If you are in trouble or you need something, he's always there.
Yeah, that's true.
He talks a little bit funny, huh, Frank?
A little bit, yes.
Yeah. Oh, did he left you, your boyfriend?
Well, I'm not sure.
Well, you cannot depend on him.
I know.
You know that one time he comes, the next time you don't see him.
I know. It's very upsetting.
You know that he had lived with another woman before?
Yes, he was married.
You know that?
Yes.
And that he didn't take any responsibility for her?
No, I didn't know.
Who is Sandy?
I don't know. And
Mr. Miller. Who is Mr. Miller?
Well, an old friend.
Uh-huh. Quite an old friend, did he?
Yes.
Did he have an operation not long ago?
I don't know. I haven't talked with him recently.
No. He was a good person.
Yes. I think so.
I'm not talking about a young man, but 20 years older.
Yes.
Much older. You see a little gray hair on Mr. Miller.
Mm-hmm.
I see you traveling. You're going to travel a lot. And it has to do each year. You will say to me, well, I don't start traveling, but there will be traveling involved.
Will I form my own company?
Don't be upset. You don't have the money yet.
Okay.
To set it up straight. You understand what I'm talking about here?
Yes.
I'm talking about your own business.
Yes.
And I see also a partnership in there.
Uh-huh.
But not with your boyfriend.
Yeah. Okay.
Please.
Okay.
Sometimes he promises you, I'll be there, and then you don't see him. That's not the man you're going to marry. You're going to marry the man that was married before. But I see your business coming through. You don't have your own business yet. You work, yes. But I see a completely changing, a new business deal.
Same field?
Same field. On a better location.
Good.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you, Christy. I want to tell you something, Peter. I've been doing this show for a long time.
She's a good soul, the woman.
She's a good soul. She sounded good and a little bit concerned about things.
Yeah, I'm a disguise come along, you know.
I've been doing this show a long time, Peter, and I've had a number of psychics on this show, but you're blowing me away with these people tonight. I am impressed.
She's beginning. And he's going to do it next time.
Uh-huh.
Again.
You bet you we will. Anytime you want to come on. Ethel, you're on the hot seat now.
Yeah, I don't know if I want him probing around.
No, dear. You get off the line.
No. It's an honor.
Dear.
Yes, Peter.
Do you know me?
No.
No. Well, I don't see any more hospital.
Any more hospital?
Did you was in a hospital a long time ago?
Yes. A long time ago.
Yeah, I'm not talking for a baby.
No, I know.
I'm talking about for operation.
Yes.
But I don't see any more hospital. What is trouble with your hip and your lower part of your back?
it's my knee.
No, it comes from the back. It's a new cap. That is not the problem I'm talking about. The problem actually comes from your back nerve. Lower part, and it goes from the hip to the knee. To the leg.
Yeah.
Right leg, dear?
No, I don't think. No, because it's my left kneecap. I just hit it last night.
Well, I don't see a hospital for you.
Oh, you're beautiful.
There is a little fluid in, but I don't see a hospital. And you live your own way. You are on your own.
Thank God.
You have nothing to hang on.
Yes.
You make your own decision, dear.
Yes.
And fix the light.
Okay.
Okay, dear?
Yes. Do you see anything for my friend and me?
You mean the man you're talking about?
Yes.
But he was married.
Yes.
You know that?
Yes.
But he's a good friend.
Very.
Well, I don't see any relation with his wife anymore. I'm talking about your good friend.
Yes. Oh, you're too much.
Well, this is what my wife said. I'm too much. Would you fix the light?
I will.
There is something wrong with your wiring, too.
Yeah, I bet it is.
Yeah.
Now, there's a short in this lamp.
That's right, otherwise you'd be fired.
Can you see me?
Oh, yes. But you didn't fix your hair.
I know.
Your hair is in a mess.
Okay.
I want to tell you, Ethel, you got to be...
Who is Evelyn?
Evelyn? A very old girlfriend.
But you don't see her anymore.
No, she's gone. Far away.
No, she's thousands and hundreds of miles away.
What do you mean she's gone?
She's not living with you. She's about hundreds of miles away from you.
Yes, that's right.
That's what I'm talking about. But she never writes you.
No.
She was a good soul.
Yes, she is.
Now, what you should do, madame, I'm not a doctor. But you should go to a doctor, but I don't see any hospital. Only the leg is swelling up a little bit.
Yes,
it is. Also the nerve from the back. But the kneecap is not cracked. It is swollen up. There's a little fluid on it, that's all. But go to your doctor, okay, dear?
Yes.
You have a mole on your back, you know that?
A mole?
A mole, yes.
Stop it.
Okay. Bye-bye, dear.
Bye-bye.
Ethel, where was he? You're on a scale of 10, what will you give him? Oh.
She left us.
She's left us already. Well, that's okay. Oh, no, she's still there. On a scale of 10, what do you give him?
Oh, 10.5.
10.5. Okay, very good.
Bye-bye, dear.
Bye-bye.
All right, thank you very much. Okay, a little bit of a rest for Peter there. Mm-hmm. We're now getting another description. You know, one time, there was a psychic, one of the first ones I had on the show. In fact, the very first one I had. Her name was Geraldine Smith. She was pretty good. And she was talking to me at home, giving me all the reasons I should have a psychic on the show, and I was giving her all the reasons that I shouldn't. And she was convincing me. And she said, well, can I tell you what I see? And she started describing the room where I was. I was sitting at my desk, and there was a half-written manuscript in the lamp, and she had it down to the color of the desk and the new typewriter, and then she giggled, and she said, can I tell you something else? And I said, yeah, well, go ahead. I'm doing pretty good so far. She said, it's nice that you're sitting there in a nude. And I put her on the show then next week. I said, I'm going to have you on my side. Okay. You ready for one before we take a break here?
We got it. I need a little break.
A little break. So that's the story. Our guest is Peter Hercos tonight, and I know that there are calls coming in on how they can reach you. Which one of these numbers do we use? Or go ahead and you can give that number again over there if you want to.
Area code 818-769-3146.
818-769-3146, and you'll get back to them. That's an answering phone or somebody answering it?
An answer phone.
Yeah, but they will get back to you so that... So you can get on to Peter Hercos. As you can see, he doesn't waste any time. I'm afraid to even ask him the time of day. I think how this watch works.
In that throat. You try to cheat sometimes, you know, in the morning. But always
rather than go to the callers now, we have only a couple of minutes. That wouldn't be enough time to play with. Could you explain to us in just a few minutes some of the work that you've been doing with our good friend, Dr. Andrea Paharich?
Can my wife talk about it?
Yes. Good. Push the red button over there.
I was the guinea pig.
You were the guinea pig.
Peter and Andre right now are in the midst of putting together a video on how to develop your psychic ability. They have been working on it for 20 years. It includes a light-up box.
More than that.
And the technique and how to do it, and it really works.
You don't have to bump your head like Peter did in order to...
No, you don't have to fall off the ladder.
I fall 43 feet.
You really think that's what triggered something?
I never had it before. I was in gourmet cookie. I went to cook school for 4 years in Switzerland.
And
I was working on the American line. And when the war broke out in 1939, I couldn't go back anymore on the ship.
Mm-hmm.
They were occupied by the Germans in 1940. So I had to do something. So I could have worked in the restaurants in Holland for the Germans, but I wouldn't do that. So I chose the job by my father, but it was a small painting business, the houses. And he put me on the roof, on the ladder, about 43 feet, and I was scraping off the roof and paint, and I'm 6'3", and I put the ladder in the middle, and then I can paint left and right, and I hang over to myself for 43 feet. I was in the hospital in Zuidwall for many weeks.
Did you go into a coma, or just were in there?
Yeah, I was in a coma.
In a coma?
Yeah.
And then whenever you came out of the coma, you found a whole new world out there.
Everything was dirty. No color. Everything was the same color.
Hmm.
I didn't like where I was. I love it. Not where I came out.
Was that a little frightening to you at first when suddenly you...
Scared of that.
Now knew a lot of things that ordinarily people don't know about other things.
In 1943, when I took the bus, and a man was standing with a little small suitcase. He said, "So, you going to sell your cigarettes, sir?" And the guy thought I was in German. And he took off the bus. He ran off the bus and left his suitcase.
Yeah.
And I never forget about old player cigarettes.
Yeah.
English cigarettes. That was happened.
Yeah.
And I didn't know it all. It was guessing, but it was too strong in guessing. So I started living in Paris for 6 years. And I was married with a French woman. And I worked with the police department in Paris. And there was a big story in Paris Match. It was like Life magazine here. You can still buy it. On Americans.
We're going to have to take a little break here, Peter, for the news. And then we'll be back with two more hours of A Psychic Night with Peter Hercos on Open Mind. And you do run well over 95% in the world of the psychic whenever your guest is the one I have for you tonight, Mr. Peter Hercos. Peter? Are you rested and ready to go again?
I am ready.
All right. Patty is on the line. Hello, Patty.
Hello.
Hello, Patty.
Hi.
You never met me before?
No, I haven't. I'm a new one here. I've never heard you before. Yeah.
Is it your real teeth?
Pardon me?
Is it your real teeth?
My real what?
Your real teeth.
Yeah.
My real teeth, yes.
Boy, you look beautiful.
I wish
what did you doing. Do with your hair about the TV show? Did you change your style?
No, but I almost did. I almost did.
Well, don't cut it.
Oh, okay. I've been thinking about it.
Yeah. I also see a marriage.
Well, what do you see?
No, I don't see you married.
Oh, you don't? I'm separated at this time.
That's right, but you will be married. You will be married twice in your life. And you only married once?
Yeah. At this time, yeah, I've just been married once.
That's right. Why didn't he support you?
Because he was too wrapped up in his own garbage.
Don't expect nothing from him.
Yeah, I don't.
You know that?
Yeah, yeah. I hoped for a while, but I...
You are not without a job you're working.
Not at this time.
Well, she's finished the job.
Kind of.
Was it about 2 months ago?
Mm-hmm.
I see you working.
I'm in school.
No, don't tell me. I have to tell
you. Oh, okay.
Just don't lead the man. Yeah. Let
there
him get us
offer
on the
you, there is offer you an other place in, I'm not talking about kindergarten, you understand, dear?
Yeah.
But I see a private school.
Uh-huh.
And I see you working, after January.
Okay.
The same work, but a different school. Who is Jim?
My father.
Oh, stubborn.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, stubborn. Blue for no reason. And he don't mean it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're not living with your father.
No.
You're living alone.
Yes.
For a while.
Yes. Well, Yeah. Kind of alone.
That's right.
Kind of alone?
Well, I've got two little kids.
How can you explain to me you could have 3 children?
Yes.
You know that?
Yes, I do.
You have 2 in life.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But you lost one.
Yes, I did.
That was about almost 3 months.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
I see a better time for you in January, February, working.
Mm-hmm.
And don't... One of the youngest one... I don't like this, I don't like that. Eating. I see trouble with eating. And a temper. I'm talking about the youngest one.
Yeah, actually they both do.
Right.
But yes.
And
yes.
The other one, the oldest one, have to go to the dentist.
Uh-huh.
His tooth is growing in.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And there's a split in his tooth.
Oh my God, yes.
You know that?
Yes.
And get the tooth together.
Oh my God. Yes.
You have mother and father, And he said to everybody, he loved his children, but it is not true. It's only talk about your husband.
Yeah.
Did he try to get back to you?
Yeah.
You can try it, but I wouldn't work out this.
Yeah.
I see also a marriage for you in about 14... No, I'm sorry, about 15 months.
Where is he?
You don't have him yet.
I know. Where is he?
Maybe he's listening.
Yeah.
It's somebody who had to do with computers.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you went to the... You have a daughter, dear?
Pardon me?
You have a daughter?
Yes, I do.
Well, did you went to the doctor with her throat?
Let's see. I'm trying to think. No.
She had trouble with swelling, and I see tonsils. Not yet, but when she's about 5 years. How old is she now?
Uh-huh.
Your daughter, how old is she?
My daughter is almost 3.
5 years, I see an operation, tonsils.
Oh.
And when she complains, sometimes she has pain in her ear. In her ear.
My son has, allergies and stuff and asthma.
Are they sleeping together?
Pardon me?
Are they sleeping together, the two of them?
Not always.
The reason why I said I get mixed up. I make a mistake. Somebody claimed to be trouble on his ear.
Uh-huh, yes.
Hey, the consul's
but
the one
I definitely
background.
See a marriage for you. Oh. There'll be only two marriages in your life.
Oh, I hope so. Will it
but on the moment, you are not really deeply in love with anybody.
Pardon me?
On the moment, you are not in love with anybody.
Right. Right.
Well, Patty, you've been on the hot seat here pretty good.
Okay. Yeah, he's been right on. I suppose.
Is it a little bit astounding?
Patty, it will be a job. It had to do with a private school, like a school.
Okay. Okay.
What do you teach?
What do I teach?
Yeah.
Nothing, really.
But what do you have to do with school, then?
Pardon me?
What do you have to do with school?
I'm in school. I'm in school right now.
Yeah, but not for psychology.
Pardon me?
Not for psychology.
No, but that's an interest of mine.
Oh, I see. But I see a job at school. Work in school.
Okay. My daughter's in school, and I've been kind of involved with that. I haven't been working or anything, but...
Well, they offer you a job in school. And it's good to do something.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
When did he saw the children, your husband?
Pardon me?
When did he saw your children?
Oh, a few months ago.
Yeah, but he tried to get back to you. But it don't work out.
Mm-hmm.
They're two different characters.
Yeah. Yeah, he's,
Yeah, I understand. I understand you. I couldn't tell.
Couldn't tell everything, no?
No.
Are we making you blush, Annie?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do me a favor. Would you check your clock? It's about 40 minutes too fast. Your clock.
Yeah. In fact, my daughter at this time has just been playing with my clock.
Yeah, it's 40 minutes different.
It should be 10:15. What time does it say it is?
Let's see. About 10:20.
Oh.
Well, I'm a little off. You're a little off.
A little off, yeah.
But that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Okay, dear.
All right, Patty.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye, Patty.
Bye-bye.
Thank you very much. You know, every Saturday and Sunday during the holiday season from 11 in the morning to 5, the first time you've been on Open Mind, we tried one other time, but you had to get out of town, as I recall. It was about a year or so ago. Couldn't make it. They had you away doing CIA things or whatever.
I'm working for the government.
You do that. Well, Karen.
Yes, hi, Jim.
You're on the hot seat now.
Thank you.
Hello, Karen.
Hello, Peter.
Do you know me?
Do I know you?
Yes. Have you ever met me before?
Yeah, personally.
No, I've never met you. No, I haven't.
That's good. Karen, why you be so sad sometimes and everything goes wrong? Why?
Why am I sad when things go wrong?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I think they won't go right. I don't know. I guess that's it. I worry about things.
About, you're talking about financially, you mean?
About what?
Money-wise.
Yes.
That's right. You'll come out.
Really?
Yeah.
When?
Well, I'm sorry to say, but you are in debt.
Yes.
And you're delayed with the bills, but I see you will come out.
Good. Because I'm tired.
Yeah. Now wait, let me check you first. Are you moving?
No.
Don't.
Good. I mean, I hadn't planned on it.
No, but you have moved from one place to the other place.
No.
That's about 8 years ago?
No, we've been here a long time.
How long are you out there now?
About 12 years.
I don't see four people. I only see two people. How many people are there?
Living together, two.
That's what I said, too.
Yes, okay.
Well, you are responsible for everything. Everything comes on your shoulders, dear.
Yes.
I'm talking about money-wise. Paying the bills.
Okay.
Who is Jim?
Jim?
Jimmy. Jim.
I don't know Jim. I mean, I probably know some Jims, but no one close to me.
Yeah, but I don't see you without a job. I see you working.
Yes, I'm working. But it's not my work.
I beg your pardon?
I'm working at something, but it is not my work.
No, but you make some money there.
A little.
But it's not enough to live on it, let me put it this way.
No.
You were not working the whole week, right?
Certain hours, you know.
Want to see you changing a job.
Oh, okay.
I'll see you married.
Married? Yes, I'm married.
Yes. He is not lazy, but needs a push.
Yes.
I'm sorry to say that. I don't see a divorce, dear.
You don't see what?
A divorce.
Oh, no, I wasn't planning on one.
Oh, no.
No.
Sometimes he acts like a little child. I wish he could listen.
I think he is listening.
But he is not a bad person.
Oh, not at all.
And not lazy. I hate lazy people.
No, he's not lazy.
Do you know how much money you make?
How much I make?
He makes.
He makes? Yes.
But he is not that tight, you know. When you need something, you get it.
If it's possible.
Didn't you know that you make a little extra money?
No.
Oh, well, why don't you ask him?
Okay.
Oh, what has he got going there?
He is a religious man, but he's not a man that goes to church.
No.
He believes, but in his fields, you know, he's not a church type person. Who drives the car?
Both do.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, I see trouble with acceleration, I see trouble with holding in the car.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
And you have trouble with the electric system.
With the electric system?
Yeah.
You haven't got one of those Audi 500s, have you?
Very funny.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. You know exactly what we've got.
Yeah.
Better go get it fixed.
You cannot only be a housewife. You've got to do something, dear.
Well, I am.
You know. But what you're doing now is not paid well. You couldn't pay the bill on that.
No.
You know. I don't see the boy. I see your husband a nice person. Sometimes you have to tell him, put another suit on. He don't like to be dressed up completely, has he?
Oh, well, I don't know about that. But he likes to dress up sometimes.
Yeah, but then he's around the house, do you know?
I don't know.
No? You will not work there long. That is what you're doing now is almost an emergency job. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yes. What kind of work do you see coming? Do you see my work?
Well, I see people coming in and out, what you're doing.
No, but I mean in the work that I my career work.
I wish I could tell you, I don't see that.
Oh.
I don't see it. I see it. See a job on a building. On a big building where you go in and out, where you work. Mm-hmm. I'm not talking about the store. You understand what I'm saying, dear?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a building. I would say January, February, that area. You get nervous when you be the whole day in the house. You got to do something else. That is you.
Yes, that's true. Although I'm in the house working a lot.
You mean homework?
Well, not housework. No, not housework.
That's what I'm talking about. Not homework.
No, my career work, my work. I don't want to say what I'm doing because...
No. But I also see with papers.
Yes?
Like kind of files. You understand what I'm talking about?
Oh, no, I use papers a lot, but they're not files. I don't think you call them that.
Well, you covered it, didn't you? The cover in that...
Cover?
How do you call it? Cover?
No.
Folder over?
A folder?
No, not really. They're well, I don't... Some of them might be, but they're pretty open.
Just stacked around there?
They're actually sitting on the floor right now. They're all just laying on the floor.
You're filling them in and out, right? Oh, don't tell me, because I don't see it, and I don't guess.
No hints.
No. No, I only see it. February, March, January, in that area, I see you're working. And it has to do with the building. I see you on the phone, after phone. And with papers, but I don't know what it is. I'm sorry. But you have a good husband, a good soul.
Mm-hmm.
Tell him not to eat so fast anymore. Take it easy when he eats.
I do tell him.
Yeah, but and finish.
Mm-hmm.
But he's a good soul. Thank you very much, dear.
Oh. Okay, Karen.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I couldn't get what she's doing.
You can't. Well, I know her. They're a friend of mine. She's a writer.
I don't know.
She writes the scripts, and she and her husband are both very active, or career movie people.
Yeah, I couldn't get that.
Yeah, couldn't quite get that.
No.
But you sure got her husband.
He's a good soul.
Oh, he's wonderful.
Is she changing the papers? There, because he kept saying
That I didn't understand, because I know that she's writing scripts.
Was
and writing
she rewriting stuff. It, like changing it?
Well, she could be rewriting, you know.
But he said changing the paper.
That may have been what you meant. Yeah. That could have been the way that was going.
But I didn't see that she had to do with the motion picture. I see a big building, big office.
Yeah.
On the phone, off the phone.
They're having a little bit of a time of it, but they're very talented, delightful, bright people, so we're not too worried about them. I'm Bill Jenkinthing. Let him tell you. He's running the store, so you're more or less on the hot seat when it happens, and there's where you are, Dottie, on the hot seat.
Good evening. What a pleasure to speak with you.
What a pleasure to have you aboard.
Well, thank you very much. I was amazed that I even was able to get through, but how delightful that I was.
It was your night.
Thank
Hello.
You. Good evening, Mr. Hercos.
Yeah, how call me Peter, please.
Speak with you.
Yes. Have you ever met me before?
No, I never have. I've heard a lot about you.
Yeah.
But I've never met you, and what a delight to speak with you.
What has happened with Mom?
With my mother?
Yes.
My mother died back in 1968.
1967.
You very possibly could be correct.
Right, and your mother was not there.
Pardon me?
I saw your mother far away from here.
Yes, she was. She lived in Northern California.
That's right.
When she passed away.
There was no hope. If she was alive, she would be paralyzed.
Very definitely. Yeah.
I'm sorry, where is the ring from your mother that was supposed to be for you? Where is that ring?
My father gave it to a sister-in-law.
No, it was supposed to be for you.
That's right.
It was Mama's ring.
It was. It was given to my sister-in-law.
Oh, my gosh.
Several years ago, my sister-in-law gave it to me. I do have it.
Oh, you do have it?
I do have it now, yes.
Well, he didn't give it to you.
No, he did not. My father thought I did not want it because I did not wear much jewelry.
What was wrong with your father's eyes?
My father's eyes were bothered after he had a stroke.
He had two strokes, a light stroke and a big one.
Yes, he had.
He was paralyzed on one side.
Right. Very definitely. Very definitely.
My gosh.
You're right there.
Your mother didn't have an easy life, dear.
No, I know she didn't.
But your father is... I call him Hitler. I'm sorry.
So did I when I was a little girl.
Dominating. Time.
Oh, most assuredly.
You're not home on 6 o'clock, you don't get nothing.
You're right. Oh, my how gosh. Funny. I can laugh about it.
You're happy there where you live, dear?
Pardon me?
You're happy now where you live?
Oh, I am very, very happy. I really am.
Would you take this plant out that is dying?
Take the plant out that is dying?
Yeah, a little plant in your room.
All right. Yes.
It needs fertilizing.
Pardon me?
It needs fertilizing.
I'm sure they do. No.
It's very comfortable where you live.
Oh, yes.
The bus is not far away from there.
The what?
The bus.
The bus is not far away.
The bus.
No.
It's right in the corner.
Right.
You know, you wouldn't believe it, but I see you going on a trip.
You do?
Yeah. And you're not planning to go on a trip.
Oh, that could be. My life has taken some very unusual changes the past year, and I'm very interested in where it might be going.
Well, I see you overseas, not in America, but I see you going overseas.
Overseas?
Not to live.
Not to live. Just
no.
To visit?
Who is Robert? Robert?
Robert? I have a very good friend named Robert.
Yeah, but he's not living with you there, here.
No. He's a good friend. He's like a big brother.
Well, there is no relationship. He's just like a brother, you said.
Yes, he's
there is no relationship.
Yes, no, there's no relationship at all.
Sometimes you don't know how to dress.
Sometimes I don't know how to dress.
But he don't know.
Oh, he doesn't know how to dress.
No.
Yes, that's very true. He'll turn up very...
You know, a dark suit with white socks and brown shoes.
Right.
Boy, Robert, we got the line on you. Wherever you may be.
Oh, dear. Well, I'll be sure and tell you.
And I also see you married.
You see me married?
No, you're not married.
Well, I am again.
But I see you married.
Yes, I am married. I was married.
You had three marriages in your life.
Three?
I see three marriages in your life.
Oh,
in your whole life.
Oh, dear. I don't like that.
No?
I don't like that. Two are plenty.
In your life is three marriages.
When...
One person where you have lived it.
Pardon me?
One person where you have lived it.
Yes.
And was not married.
No.
But then, you're married twice.
Yes, I was just recently married.
There will be three marriages in your life. It had nothing to do with divorce, let me tell you.
Good, but...
When did you get a check by the doctor?
Pardon me?
I'm talking about your husband now.
You're talking about my husband?
Yeah, when did he have a completely physical checkup?
He should have a complete physical?
Right.
All right. Are there problems?
Well, it don't sound like it that he has problems.
It doesn't sound like it?
That's right.
But there are some developing, perhaps?
Back.
His back.
He shouldn't drink and he shouldn't smoke.
He just stopped smoking recently.
About 2 months ago?
Yes, almost 2 months ago.
I hope he don't smoke.
Okay, all right. He doesn't. He's trying to get me to stop also.
And he works?
He works, yes, he does. Very hard.
And he's not working for himself?
No, he isn't.
It's had to do with a lot of people there.
Yes.
See a lot of people involved.
I know.
Are there branches there where he works?
Branches?
A branch?
A branch of a company, do you mean?
Yes.
Yes, it is a division.
Well, I see promotion.
You do see a promotion?
He is an employee. He works.
Pardon me?
He works there.
Yes.
He's not a boss, but I see promotion for him.
Well, that is very, very good.
Aren't you glad you called?
Yes, very definitely. That's wonderful.
Don't think that he's a number there. I see him a little bit the boss there.
You see him a little bit the boss.
Like a foreman, you know?
Pardon me?
A big pardon?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you said, sir.
Like a foreman.
You see him like a foreman. All right. Yes.
And I see also office.
You see him office. Yes, he does work.
Yeah. On the desk, by the window.
Mm-hmm.
On the left side.
On the left side by the window.
Yes.
Now, is this at his workplace or at home?
At home.
At home. Yes. All right. Will he be successful working out of this office, do you think?
Well, I see him also working at home, dear.
Yes, Yes.
He take his work home.
Yes, he does.
Where he works now, he take it home and work at home, too.
Yes, he does.
He work both ways, but I see promotion for him.
You see a promotion.
He is not a dummy.
No, he most assuredly is.
Everything has to be in detail. This has to be here, this has to be there, this has to be there.
Yes.
That's your husband.
Yes, for sure.
But he's a good soul.
Pardon me?
He is a good soul.
Oh, he is a wonderful soul. He really is.
Don't let him fall asleep. Don't sleep on the couch. Okay, dear. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
All right, Dottie.
You've been here peeking. That was
hey, listen, whatever you got on the line here, he started peeking in at everything.
Well, thank you both so very much.
It's thank you very
wonderful.
Much,
dear.
Thank you for sharing that with us.
God bless you and good night.
Good night, Dottie. It's open mind. I'm Bill Jenkins. Whenever we go to you, you open up the window. So, you know, be dressed and all that stuff. Hello. John, you've got the hot seat now.
Well, thank you, Bill Jenkins and Peter Herklos. I'm appreciative of being on. Peter, go ahead. And I have a question, though, after you talk to me a little bit. Hello?
I'm sorry.
Oh, he didn't have his...
He didn't have his earphones on there, John.
Oh, okay.
Hello, John.
Yeah, hi, Peter.
You wouldn't believe it, John, but I see you're going back to school. You wouldn't believe that.
Oh, are you kidding?
Yeah.
Well, that's far from my plan.
That's right. I said before, you wouldn't believe it, but I see you're going back to school, taking a course.
In what would you think?
In business.
In business?
Yeah, and you're not a businessman.
Well, actually, I am in business for myself.
Yeah, that's not what I'm talking about. You take a course, a night class course in school.
Mm-hmm.
And it has to do with work. I see in your life, 4 people working for you. But it's not true yet. You don't work with 4 people. John?
Oh, really? Well, that's kind of astounding. I mean, that's like beyond my realm of thinking right now.
If you ever met me in August, you're going to say, August, Peter, I didn't believe it. I sketch, I make a living on myself, I work sometimes 12 hours, but you're going to work with 4 people.
Really?
Yes.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
I've been playing around with the Ouija board lately.
Yes.
And I've been having some unusual responses from the Ouija board. What can I expect from the Ouija board in terms of truth?
Well, sometimes you get bad spirits, but try to fool you.
Like negative spirits?
That's right.
Well, can they also be good spirits?
Yes.
Well, how do I ask them about good spirits?
You ask for it.
I ask for good spirits?
Yes.
I have another question for you.
Yes.
We're in the process of making, we have a lot of changes and in different changes in our life right now in terms of living conditions and things like that.
Right.
What can we expect?
What do you mean, what do you expect?
I mean, are things going good or what?
Well, I see you're working in August with 4 people, and you work by yourself.
Yes.
You started for yourself. There also will be involved, it had to do also later on with an insurance company.
With an insurance company?
Yeah, and you are not in the insurance business at all.
No, I'm not.
You know that.
No, I know that.
But you don't know what the insurance business is.
And I don't know anything about the insurance
business. No. But I see you're doing a small work now in your work, in your business. Mm-hmm. Did you drive in the car now?
Yeah, today?
Yes.
Yeah.
Is it fixed?
Well, I have 2 cars.
No, one is it in a kind of open truck or something?
Beg your pardon?
An open car?
Yes, it was a truck.
Yes, what I said. Mm-hmm. Is the car fixed?
That seems to be.
Well, you better fix the brakes from the car when the open car, the truck is not working right. I'm talking about the brakes.
It's not working right? The brakes aren't working?
No, you have only 3 brakes, not 4.
Really?
You have to check it.
Well, you know, it's funny you said that because they've been kind of, you know, we were in the process of moving today. And the brakes were grabbing.
Yeah. You're on the steel. You need to brake fix.
Wow.
It's dangerous.
Is it?
But you drive the trucks, too.
Big pardon?
You drive the truck.
Yes.
Right. But I see a definite worry with four people.
Four people? Well, I have a four-people family.
No. You're going to work at four. You work alone.
Yes, I do.
You do your work alone, but I see you driving the truck, and I see you another truck, and I see four people working for you.
What are they going to do?
Later on. You train them to do the work.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, pretty exciting. Well, can I ask you another question about the Ouija board?
Yeah.
Is it possible to work your Ouija board with a young, my son? He's only 6 years old.
Well, I think you shouldn't push him on a six-year-old child yet. The nervous system, you know.
Well, the reason I ask is because we made contact with my father, who's passed away about 5 years ago.
And why don't you do it with a psychic, a good psychic? You're a psychic yourself.
I am?
Yeah, but you don't know it.
Well, that's good news.
Sometimes you have a strong feeling, and then you say, oh, yeah, I thought about it, and everybody have a psychic flash. But you have to be very calm, and let me tell you, if you work on the Ouija board, don't eat. Do it with an empty stomach. You get more results.
Really?
Yes. But don't play fun with it. Be serious.
Mm-hmm. I know.
You
I
get
know.
A better result.
I know.
You know that.
Mm-hmm. I feel that.
But you couldn't believe it. You said, I should make a living for myself in a moment. But I see a business growing, and I see somebody drive a truck and somebody help you bringing stuff here and there.
Do you?
Yes.
Well, that's good.
You're not divorced?
No.
You have no chance to be divorced.
That's good news, too.
No.
I have a wife that I love very much.
Yeah, she's a good person, and she's also not lazy.
No, she's not.
No, she's a good person. Don't like lies, your wife. Don't like the lie. You cannot say that your wife ever lied, a big lie to you. No.
No.
She come right on the spot.
That's right.
But lying, she don't.
No, she does not.
But I don't like her hairstyle.
You don't like my hairstyle?
Her hairstyle.
Her hairstyle?
I'm sorry.
No, I think neither does she.
You better.
What did she
do? You better take the beauty power show. But she's a workhorse. If you don't have a dime, she stick with you. When the ships fall low, and you're, how am I going to pay this? How am I going to do that? She always stick with you.
She'll always stick with me?
Yes.
Oh, that's great. I feel that way, too.
Right.
Aren't you glad you called, John?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, right. Joel, so nice talking to you.
Thank you very much, Peter. Thank
bye-bye,
you.
Bye-bye, John. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Good to have you aboard. It's 13 minutes away, it seems, folks, and we have Greg. Hello, Greg.
Hi, Bill. This is Craig.
Oh, Craig.
Up in Newfoundland.
Hello. Oh, way up there in Northern California. Yeah. Good to have you in.
Right. Hi. Listen, before we get started, I had to tell Peter something very funny. When you came on tonight, my wife just couldn't believe it because your name kept popping into her head all day. And she doesn't really know that much about you. She couldn't really figure out who you were all day. But the name kept popping up in her head. Very strange.
She's psychic.
Anyway, I had a couple of things I'd like to pose questions about. Do you want me to do that?
Well, actually, just kind of let Peter do his thing here.
Okay.
No. There will be a lot of changing, and it has to do also with where you live.
Where we live?
Where you live.
You got my question.
I beg pardon?
I said you got my question.
That's right. And that is for the good. I want you to change. You follow me, sir?
I certainly do.
Yeah.
Do you have any suggestions?
Your wife also had trouble with her menstruation. About a year ago.
Yeah, it could be.
And I see not five. I see only three people in the family.
No?
Yeah. There are two people in the family.
No, we have two children.
No, I see three children. Three in the family.
Oh, you mean three children?
That's right.
Well,
and your wife is not pregnant.
Unless you know something we don't know as of the present moment.
No, she's not pregnant yet.
No?
that there will be 3 children.
When is this supposed to happen?
And I see you're living in a house here.
Yes.
Not in an apartment. You're living in a house.
That's correct.
And I fixed the damn roof. I'm sorry to say damn, but I see a terrible leak in the roof.
No, you're kidding.
Yeah.
That's one of our great worries.
There was a leak already.
Is it actually in the house or is it in the adjoining building?
In the adjoining building.
Yeah.
There was already a leak. And I also see the bus.
The what?
The bus. You are the own bus.
Oh, B-O-S-S?
That is correct.
Yes, I suppose I would agree with that.
You should know.
Yes, okay. Well, that could be taken more ways than one.
You know, I'm sorry to say, but before it is July, there will be a court case. A court case that has to do with accident. Yeah.
You mean an automobile?
There are 2 cars there.
No.
How many cars are there?
Only one.
I see 2 cars.
Really only one? You mean that I own?
You own one car, but there are 2 cars involved. 2 cars are involved, and I see an accident. Are you living close to a crossroads? No, no, I'm talking about first you pass the road is not straight, it is a turn road. And then you have to make a crossing on the freeway.
Yeah.
When you come from your home, you have to pass the freeway.
It's a highway.
The highway, crossing.
Yes, to get onto it.
And I see a slight accident. I don't see very badly. And I see a court case.
Watch that intersection.
Do you have any recommendations about that?
No. It is not even your fault.
Okay.
And I see you in court about the case. Once you don't know what attorneys are, you know, you have nothing to do with any attorneys.
Do you have anything more to say about us living here or moving somewhere?
I see a lot of changing going on. Moving from the house. Yes.
Do you see any specific destination?
Well, there is some planning for another state.
Really?
But I don't see another state. I see moving. Where you live now, I see moving.
Mm-hmm. We've certainly been considering it very strongly.
Well, you don't do anything wrong if you do. That also has to do with a living, to making a living. But it is not. Don't go to another state. Stay in the same state.
Ah. Okay.
You live too far away from town, sir.
Absolutely.
That is your problem.
That's right. I quite agree.
And that is what you should move. It's better for work and better for financing, money-wise. You are too far away from the people.
Yeah, that has turned out to be the case.
That's the case. Thank you. Yes?
I just wondered, there's one other thing that I was very curious about. We are making a lot of contacts with other people through the mail right now. We are establishing some close relationships with people that we haven't actually met in person.
I'm sorry, sir. You are living too far away from them. The mail don't mean it's nice to send out the mail and brochures and everything. But this is not the way I'm talking. But I'm talking about you are too far away from the place.
Oh, I understand what you're saying. I wasn't relating it to that. I'm just curious if you see anything coming out of some of the relationships that we've made through the mail.
Yes, yes, definite. What you sent up in the mail.
You're asking me what we sent?
No, they sent you up from the mail, but that has to do with work. But it has to do with the mail. You expect letters from the mail, do you?
Yes, we do.
Yeah, but you didn't make much money out of it yet.
Oh, well, it wasn't conceived so much as a money-making project, if you're referring to what I think you are.
Right.
But that's something something that will turn into, do you see it turning into something financially important?
Not yet, but it will. It will. But your only problem with this, you live there too far away from home, and you should be more closer to the ship.
And watch that intersection there.
Okay, sir. Okay. Bye-bye.
All right, thank you very much. And our time has just about run out on this hour, and as you can see, your psi hits are running still over 95%, I would say. 98%.
I don't know. 98%.
You're getting right in there. And, of course, who else could do that other than Peter?
You know the business.
He calls in quite often from Milpitas, way northern California.
They can hear him. Jungle there.
Living in the jungle. Well, I guess he'll get out of it. You can check in with Peter yourself at 818-769 Cary Grant tonight. Hollywood certainly mourns one of its leading, leading men. Now, very, very sad. And our guest tonight, new Cary Grant, Peter Hercos, who has been kind of stunning us all tonight. You knew Cary? You knew Cary Grant?
Oh, yes, I know him very well.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Very sad news.
I know his ex-wife, too.
Mm-hmm.
She comes to my house.
Well, I guess we'll be hearing a great deal about that in this week to come, sad. Okay, let's go on with it. Peter Hercos is our guest. Mark, you're on the hot seat here tonight.
Yes. Good evening, Bill.
Yes.
Peter, yeah, I guess it's my turn.
Your turn.
Yes, Mark. Have you ever met me before, Mark?
No, I haven't, but I've known of you for a very long time.
Yeah. What do you have to do with the police?
With the police?
Yeah.
Nothing currently. Nothing I can think of.
Yeah.
Do you see me?
Why didn't you go back 4 years?
4 years?
Did you start talking to the police when you got a ticket?
Gee, a ticket? It's possible, yeah.
Traffic ticket, maybe. Why are you not sure about yourself, Mark?
Well, that's one of the questions I was going to ask you.
You know, you built up a complex in yourself. You are what you are. You know, but sometimes you're not, I'm not sure, I'm not good for anything. That is something which you shouldn't do that.
Well, I don't know if I'm sure I have self-doubt, but I think I'm more in touch with what I'm all about.
Mark, I have to tell you something that is not good. No, it has nothing to do with you.
Okay.
There's a friend of you what has to do with dope.
Yes.
You know that. And there is an investigation going on, and I want you to stay out.
Wow, friend. Can you tell me if it's a male or female friend?
Female.
I'm not involved in anything like that.
No, I said, be very careful. There is an investigation on about her.
I see.
She used dope and she sells dope.
I see.
And it isn't female.
Female, yeah.
You also know a male.
Uh-huh. Well.
Stay away then, Mark.
Yeah. Are these relations or are these friends?
Nothing with relations. She's friends.
Wow.
Did your car fix, Mark?
Yeah.
Did you fix your car?
I fix my car regularly. It's 34, 35 years old.
It's not running right. It has no enough pressure.
Not pressure.
Not enough power.
Power, yeah. Well, it's an old VW bus. It's that might be why.
Well, you need a paint job, too.
Oh, yeah. That's
my gosh. There's a bump in the side in the back.
Oh, my God.
And on the front.
I think you're hitting tonight, Peter.
Yeah.
Can I ask you a question about a relationship with a lady that I love?
You don't have to tell me. I will tell you.
All right.
You don't have to tell me. Please, not in the van, not in the bus.
Well, that's a thing.
You know, she was in the bus.
Uh-huh. Oh, she's been in the bus.
Oh, sure. You sleep in the bus?
I have, yeah.
You did?
Yeah, it's a camper.
Then you took out and was camping.
Yeah.
And you know that, well, I don't want to go in details.
You got it.
Yeah, sure, it's a family show, Peter.
Well, I got my clothes on anyway. I don't know.
Your girlfriend have straight hair?
Yes.
Straight down, no curly hair, but straight.
Yes.
She's a nice girl.
very...
A little confused.
Yes, in fact, that's what I want.
Yeah.
She's involved in some heavy kinds of things now, and I wonder if she's going to come out of it and come back. That's my concern.
No, you don't tell me the truth. I will tell you the truth.
Okay,
I never met you before, right?
No, but you certainly are hitting on my cylinders here.
Do you know that she do hanky-panky with somebody else?
Well, very possibly, yeah. I mean, we're not committed to each other. We have been apart. We both have we both have our own lives. Well,
but I want you to know it.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to have to change the scene. That bus is not getting a job.
But she's a nice person, but she don't know what she wants.
Sounds right.
You are not with her in the moment, eh?
No. In fact, I'm not sure where she is. You're pretty good at locating people.
Yeah.
I'm not looking for her.
But she's not in California.
Ah, that's possible. She's a world traveler.
She was also overseas.
Yes.
What did she have to do with Hawaii?
Yeah, she was at Hana.
Yeah. And she got pregnant, didn't she?
Got what?
Pregnant.
I couldn't understand that word.
Pregnant.
Not that I know of.
Oh,
but that's possible. That's at a time when I was out of touch with it for quite a long time.
Yeah, that she was remembering somebody else there in Hawaii.
Yes, probably, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did she sleep on the beach, too?
Oh, well, you have slept on many a beach.
Yeah, I believe this.
Yeah.
But I see you working.
Oh,
You're not working, eh?
I am working. I'm on a medical leave right now.
See anything doing yet.
What do you see in the future, career-wise?
Well, you cannot work in an office, point one.
No.
You cannot work in a factory and pick the clock.
No.
You want to travel, you want to do things, you want to try to make a living on yourself.
Uh-huh.
And you love the nature.
Yes, that's very true. If I could figure out a way to make money out of it, then...
I want to ask you a question. Why did you quit school?
Wow.
Huh?
I have been in school off and on for...
But why didn't you finish?
I did finish. I have degrees. I don't know what you mean by finish.
Finish. You flunked one time in a trimester, but you didn't choke.
Gee. So long ago, I'm in my late 40s, so I...
You could have a doctor's degree.
Yeah, very easily.
Right, but you didn't have a doctor's degree.
Yeah, I just don't particularly want a doctor's degree. It's true, yeah. I mean, I don't have...
You have a bright mind, and you live by yourself. You live sometimes from one week and another week. You know, you love to travel.
Do you see any travel in the future?
Sometimes you will say, how in the hell are you going to pay that? I don't have that amount of money. That's the way you live.
Been that way.
Did you have a beard?
Hey, what, sir?
Did you have a beard?
A beard.
A beard. Mustache, never a beard, no.
No, I saw a beard.
Hmm. Well, maybe just didn't shave for a couple of days.
Do you know that you almost died?
Oh, when was that?
When you was about 5 years old.
Yes, I do know that.
Yeah. Did your mother tell you this?
I can barely remember. I was cut on the head. I don't know if that's the one you're thinking of, but
you passed out.
Yeah. I almost bled to death.
All right.
Amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's amazing. All right. All right. Do you see any travel for me?
Yes.
You're going to have to fix up
and
that.
You wouldn't believe it, but I said someday you don't go and live in the United States. I see you living in another country.
Wow. Sounds good. Can you tell where in the world?
It's not Hawaii.
But you know that I like Hawaii a lot, don't you?
Right.
Yeah, I like Hawaii.
You wouldn't sleep on the beach there, huh?
Yes.
You know that?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Who is... Wait one second. Kitty. Who is Kitty?
I had a very close lady to me many, many, many years ago named Kitty.
Yeah.
Kitty Moriarty. I haven't even thought of her for
years. Yeah, you was very close to Kitty, too.
Very.
I know that.
You see her still alive? I mean, we're talking 30 years ago.
No, we talk about 29 years.
29 years? 30 years?
Second. She is still alive. She's married.
Do you know where she is? I'd love to be able to contact her and say hello.
Well, she's not in Hawaii, that's for sure. Wait 1 second. Wait. North Carolina.
North Carolina?
Yeah.
Well, I guess I'll probably not see her. She probably has another name, and I don't know what it is. Well, that's really something to hear. Really something.
Yeah. Well, it must be in one of your lovers.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, very close one.
Yeah, well, it was a good lover, too.
Very. Yeah. Should have married that girl.
Yeah, she had a bright mind.
Yeah.
She was not a dummy.
She had everything going for her.
Are you going to see that girl again?
Kitty?
No.
Oh, the other girl.
Yeah.
Yes.
While you sleep in the buzzard.
Yeah. Oh, you know. Well, sort of sleeping.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Well, do you see us being together? Being together as a couple?
Well, she is not the person what wants to live or wants to be married. And she wants to live her own life.
Yeah. Well, marriage aside, you're right. You have this exactly right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly
right. But she's nothing against it. You didn't broke up a fight or yelling or this.
No.
She says a friendship, you know?
Yeah, we passed.
But she wants to live her life, and you want to live her life.
Except I want to live my life with her a lot. I mean, not permanently, but sort of, you know.
I don't blame you. You have a nice body.
Oh, very, yeah.
Except the bus.
Yeah, well, I feel like
I... Okay, my friend.
I just don't believe this, but I thank you very much.
Well, what would you say out of 10 there?
Another 10 and a half.
On top of that.
That's 10 and a half.
Nice meeting you.
That's Peter Hurst.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mark. Good to have you aboard.
Interesting.
Yeah. Break coming up. Mark was not exactly honest with us about all of the things that went on in Hawaii, huh? Is that what you say, Peter?
For sure.
Mark, you shouldn't, you know. We had the spotlight on you, the hot seat.
I wouldn't go in details.
No, we don't go into details about that. But Mark did not come clean, it seems. Okay. this is Frida. Frida, yes? You're on the hot seat here tonight.
Yes. Hi, Peter.
Hi, Frida.
Hi.
Have you ever met me before?
No, I never have.
Don't move. Stay there.
I won't.
You love it where you live, you like it where you live, and you don't want to move.
That's right.
That's right. Would you fix the window?
Which window?
There's a little crack in the window.
I don't know. No, I don't know any.
In the back?
What kind of crack?
A glass. A little crack in the corner.
Not that I know. In the screen, yes, but not in the glass.
In the screen?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Oh, I make a mistake. I'm sorry. I thought you didn't do it. So, incredible.
Could be. I have to look.
Yeah. What I want to say is this. When was it the last time that you went to the doctor, dear?
Oh, I think beginning of the year.
Did the doctor give you pills?
Yes.
And why don't you use it?
Oh, I had a cold.
No, that's not what I'm talking about. I see circulation. I think you should go back to the doctor. I see a bad circulation also in your feet, your foot.
Yeah?
Sometimes it swells up your foot.
Yes, but I never went for that.
You should go over a checkup for circulation.
Uh-huh.
Also ask the doctor if he will check your thyroid.
Okay.
And I'm not a doctor, but I'm telling you, go to the doctor. You should go.
Okay.
Who passed away this year? That's the only question I should.
This year?
Yeah.
Oh, a friend of ours.
A close friend.
A close friend of my husband, yeah.
It must be a very close, like a brother type. Not a brother, but like act like a brother, a very close friend.
Maybe. But, no, it's not. It's a friend of my husband, yes. And a friend of mine, too, yes. He know him for many years.
Very strange that I bring it up. He is always around you. Around your husband and you. Passed away, dear.
Yeah, but how you mean it was in a different country?
No, it was in Europe, dear.
Yes, he...
Not in South America, in Europe.
Yes, uh-huh.
Not Yugoslavia.
No.
Not Germany.
No.
Did he spoke a little Hungarian?
That I don't know.
He is not from Hungarian.
No, I don't think so. But it was Europe, yes.
No, it was in Europe.
Uh-huh.
In Europe, you speak that two languages.
Who?
Not German. I'm not talking about German, do you?
Yes. Me or that person?
Yeah, the good person.
He spoke two languages, yes.
Is what I said, two languages.
Uh-huh. Yes.
But you are healthy, you're still active.
Yes.
And I see you with a little gray hair on the side.
Yes, they're creeping in.
Yeah, and you also have glasses, but I see you using glasses.
Yeah, that's right. It almost seems that you look at me.
Yeah.
Are you dressed completely?
Oh,
yeah.
I am.
Oh, yes. I check that.
That's the first thing Peter checks out, Gary.
You are not divorced, huh?
No, I'm still married.
No, you have no chance of divorce.
No?
No.
How will it be? How will it get better?
Well, he wants always to be right.
That's right.
You know, and he can be so tight.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? Tight.
Money tight?
Money tight.
That's right.
Not for himself.
Uh-huh.
But you know what you have, and you don't know what you get.
That's right.
Tell him not to snore anymore so loud. Please, put a pillow over it.
Maybe I do have to. That's what he just is doing.
Yeah, this is what you're complaining.
I gave up complaining.
Yeah.
So what do you see for me, or for us? Yeah?
He cannot be retired, huh?
No, he's not that age yet.
No. He's still working.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't know how much money he makes either.
Yes, I do.
Are you sure?
At least I know, yes.
He come home with his paycheck?
Yes.
And nothing on the side?
At least not that I know of, no.
Why is she so tight?
I don't know.
You got many times in your mind, shall I quit at him or divorce him? But I don't see a divorce here.
I thought that many times, yes.
You
well,
know
a couple
that.
Times, let's say. Uh-huh.
But hang in. He never changed.
He won't change?
No,
not even the snoring.
Oh, and that I give up. And how about me?
Wait. I want you to go to the doctor for your circulation.
Okay.
And your hip.
My hip?
Your hip, and you can walk like in a soldier.
Oh.
But I see trouble with your hip.
Uh-huh. Not that I know of, sir. Mm-hmm. Okay, I will.
I don't see your mother anymore.
No.
She passed away a long time ago.
Yes.
Long time ago, dear.
13 years.
Let's check. 13 and a half years, dear.
That's right.
You are wrong. 13 and a half years.
Yes, that's right. Mm-hmm.
What did your mother have to do with another country?
Because she lived there.
Oh.
I am from the other country.
From Europe?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Who had contact with Yugoslavia?
My sister-in-law.
Yeah.
With her parents.
Stay away. She talks too much.
Pardon?
My sister-in-law, she talks so much.
Yeah, she likes to talk.
Uh-huh.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
Croatians always that way.
No, you wouldn't live in another country anymore. You stay where you are.
Mm-hmm.
You will visit. You will go.
I will visit it?
Yes, but yet.
Uh-huh.
You don't know yet, but you will. You always said, I want to go back and visit, not to live there.
Oh, no. Mm-mm.
You couldn't take it. You couldn't live there anymore.
No. We tried it once.
No.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we are planning next year to go.
That's what I see. You're not going alone. You're going with your husband.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah. And tell him not to be touched.
I will.
I still see a long life for you, mm-hmm. but I want you to go to the doctor for your circulation.
Okay. And what about my husband? Do you see something?
Oh, he has always pain. Oh, this and my heart, this, my arm, this and this. Your husband.
What is?
He always complains.
Oh, that's right.
You know what is? Oh, I'm so tired. You think you get a heart attack? You don't get a heart attack.
That's what it is, too.
Oh, my heart. Oh, if he use a wrong muscle, he think he has a heart attack.
That's right.
He needs a lot of attention and love. He bark a lot, but he don't bite.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay, dear. Thank you very much.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Oh, my. Peter Hercos, you're the one and only. Hey, we're going to let Peter rest here for just a second. I'm Bill Jenkins. It's open night, but we've got quite a guy here for you. The one and only world-famous Peter Hercos. And we're so glad to have you aboard, Peter. I'm going to tell you right now, can you come back like in February or March?
I love it.
How about January, the end of January?
January we're booked full, but say the third week in February, something like that.
Fine.
Okay. Peter, we'll be back.
We're doing the Whole Life Expo, the 6th
and the headline
and 8th
of
February.
Of February. Yeah, I'm
giving two free and one intensive.
Oh,
two
great.
Free. The people can afford it can come to me.
Good.
I do consultations. I take consultations.
Let's give that number out again where you can reach you.
Area code 818-769-3146.
All right.
And Peter's listed in the Valley...
He's in the book.
He's in the book.
He is in the book.
You know, this is that people we can afford it, but then you can come there free.
I'll be at the Whole Life Expo too, doing a panel and a seminar, and we'll maybe
we're gonna see each other.
We're gonna run across each other.
Fall in love.
I already am in love with him, like Dr. Peoples. I'm going to get you and Dr. Peoples together on here one night. That'll tear up the world.
Right.
Let's see who's up next. I believe Jerry, it's your turn to sit on the hot seat.
Okay, I guess I'm ready.
All right, hang on.
Hi, Jerry.
Hi, Peter. You know, it's interesting. I read your book many, many years ago about how you fell off the ladder and injured your head.
Which book?
Pardon me?
I think you...
I can't hear him.
What book does you read?
I don't remember the name, but I remember reading a book about how you were fairly young, and you fell off this ladder.
That's right.
And when you woke up, then you had this psychic ability.
That's correct.
And it scared you, I remember. I never expected to speak to you in person, however. It's really
It's nice to hear.
Thank you.
All right, now you're on the hot seat here, Jerry.
Well, I'm ready.
Very strange. I don't see your dad. Father.
No, my dad has been dead some years, but... I think of him a great deal.
An awful death. I'm sorry to say that.
Pardon me?
The death had an awful death.
Well, I think he was scared. I think he was... Lonely.
No. He was fighting with his life. He was afraid to die. He knew that he's going to die.
I guess so. Yes, I think he was...
And your father is always around you.
I have that feeling.
I'm sure about it.
Yes. Yes, very much so.
Where is the watch was supposed to be for you, but was from your dad? Who has that? Your father, not much jewelry, you know that.
No, I know that. In fact, he left very little material, but he did leave some money for me, and he said, get something you...
No, man, I'm talking about the watch. Your father was not a man from jewelry or anything, no.
No.
But there was a watch from him. I'm not talking about the gold watch, silver watch.
Yeah. I couldn't say what came of it. I just don't know.
Yeah. But there was such a watch, huh?
Yes, definitely.
Well, I know he had a watch, but it was not a real value.
Well, he was very simple. He lived very simple at that time, you know.
That's right. He was
a lonely man. Lived very simple.
Mm-hmm.
Who was Anne? Anna.
Anna?
Yeah.
I don't know of any Anne.
Anne and Kathy.
I have a cousin there, the wife of a cousin.
No. It has to do with your dad.
Can't place it. He had some relatives that I didn't know very well, some people from Europe that I really didn't know. It might have been some of them.
Oh. But he didn't left you too much money.
No. But he left me some great feelings about him.
Yeah. Wait, I'm checking now. And Frank, who is Frank?
Very dear friend.
It still is a dear friend. Is in life.
Oh, yes, yes. He's fighting for his life in a way. He's had heart surgery just recently. And
he had a double surgery.
That's right.
Not a surgery, double surgery.
That's correct.
It was 2.5 hour surgery.
Yes.
I'm telling you.
Very difficult surgery.
But a good soul.
Oh, yes, he's a wonderful man.
Is he better now? Much better?
He is getting better, yes.
He was in very bad shape.
That's right.
You know that the doctors have given him up? He was afraid it was too late?
No, I didn't know that.
Who is Henry?
I have a name.
No, it was a friend of your friend.
Henry?
Yeah. It is easy to say a friend, but he was really a good friend. He still is a really good friend of you. The man that had the surgery.
No, I...
No, the man that had surgery was...
Oh, the man who had surgery.
Good,
yes,
is a really a good friend. You can depend on him.
Yes, uh-huh. He's,
I also see a movie.
You see me moving?
Yeah.
That's strange.
With work.
With work, yes. Yeah. There will be a change.
That's right. And it will be changed beginning next year.
That's correct.
And it is good.
I think so.
It is good. Better location and see movement.
Mm-hmm. See a change of type of work.
And also see a marriage.
Well, there is a marriage now that's been going on for many years.
Yeah, I don't see a divorce either.
No, I should hope not.
No.
No. Not after 39 years.
Missing.
Kind of in a rut there.
Maybe.
Well, it's a good rut.
It's a very good, a very fine person.
The wife?
Yeah.
Definitely.
If you get trouble with her, it is your fault. She's not a troublemaker.
You're on her side.
But you sometimes can blow for no reason and you don't mean it at all. But you cannot live without each other.
Well, that's what I keep telling her, but she doesn't always believe that.
No. Unless she's not yelling sometimes.
No, she's a good woman.
Oh, my gosh. I also saw an operation with your wife. She had an operation.
No, she has not had.
On her ankle or on her leg?
No.
Where you live now, there are steps, right? Up.
Yes.
Now, I see her falling down and see a slight operation on her ankle. This is where you live. You have to go up steps. Right,
there,
sir?
There are a few steps there, yes.
No, there are five steps.
Five steps. That sounds about right.
Yeah. She's healthy.
Pardon me?
Sometimes she wants to walk too fast.
Yeah, she's going to hurry sometimes.
She should use shoes, not but higher heels, low heels.
Usually, it's
fairly flat. Yeah, when I see her slipping, and I see her ankle, and I see her falling down from the stairs.
Well, she'll just have to be very careful.
You don't cook. She do the cooking, eh?
No, I'm a pretty good cook.
Yeah, but this is where you get your trouble.
This is where I get my trouble?
Yeah.
Well, it could be. Could be.
Yeah, and so...
Do you see anything you want to talk about my health?
No, I'm not finished. I'm just thinking.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Tuned into another channel, right?
You don't pay rent?
No, we're in the
process. That's right. No. You don't want to take a second mortgage?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
Just did.
Yeah, you needed it.
That's right. I don't know how you knew that, but you're right.
No, I'm sick. Did the doctor take an x-ray from you?
Well, a couple months ago, yes.
Yeah, not from the lower part of your body, higher up?
That's correct.
By the lungs?
Yes.
Did the doctor say anything about your left lung?
No, nothing in particular.
And you smoke?
No.
I'm glad.
No, no part of that.
It's also... hyperventilation.
Hyperventilation?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You have a strong heart. There's nothing wrong with your heart. The doctor will tell you that.
No, he said so. That's right.
But something is blocked in the back.
In the back of what? The chest? Or...
Yes. Why did you take an x-ray from your lung?
I had had some breathing problems.
That also comes from hyperventilation when you're nervous. You overbreathe yourself. You couldn't breathe.
That's correct.
It is not asthma. It is not bronchitis.
It's not asthma?
The doctor tell it was asthma. But when you get nervous, you overbreathe yourself. But I don't see any danger. I don't see.
Well, that's good.
When you're nervous, you overbreathe. Overbreathe yourself.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't see any danger health-wise. No.
Well, good.
The last couple of 5 months is much better.
Last couple of what?
The last couple of 5 months is much better.
That's true.
You know that.
Absolutely.
And it also to do with... There is no spot in your lung. It is overbreathing and your muscles spasm. When you get much tighter your muscles. And that will stop the breathing.
I see.
But the doctor is right. Did he give you the pills for that?
Yes, I take some medication.
You should do that all the time. I think you should take it for your whole life.
That's right.
The doctor wouldn't take you off the pills.
No, I don't expect it.
You should do it. You need that.
That's right.
Okay. Okay.
I'm interested in this change of work. Is there anything else you want to tell me about?
You cannot do the change of work yet. You cannot afford it yet. You have to wait. The time is not there to change of work.
Well?
I will wait until January.
I expect to wait until about June, actually.
No, I said change your work in January.
January.
Okay, Jerry.
Okay, well, thank
you. So nice meeting you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Peter. Thank you very much.
You were on the seat, and we'll be back in just a moment here. Listening tonight that didn't think psychics were, you know, thought it was kind of a little act or a game they're playing. You're getting a lesson, and you're getting it from a master, and that's Mr. Peter Hercos. And Marguerite, is that Marguerite?
Margaret.
Margaret?
Yes.
You are on the hot seat with Peter here tonight.
Hi.
Hello, Marguerite.
Hello, how are you, Peter?
Have you ever met me before?
No, I've never met you, and I've never heard of you.
Oh. What? You have other...
Well, you have tonight, haven't you?
Okay. Margaret, you don't know me, right?
No, I don't know you.
Why did you cry so much?
No, I don't know you. Hello?
Why don't you cry so much?
Why don't I cry?
Yeah.
Why do you?
Why do you?
I don't. I may cry on the inside, but not outside.
Well, I see you crying inside. Everything comes on your shoulder. Everything is too much. Sometimes
yes.
You cannot take it.
Yes.
Sometimes you... I better be dead.
Sometimes.
Let me check. Oh, my gosh.
She has her clothes on now, huh?
Yeah.
I have my clothes on.
Yes, she is.
You bet your boot.
Where is your husband here?
I've never been married.
Oh, can I?
Pardon?
I saw a husband.
I've never been married.
You never dated a man?
No.
My gosh, that's my first mistake.
Mm.
So I'm married.
I gave up that a long time ago. I've never been married, and I'm not lying to you.
I believe you, madame. Wait. And you're living alone now?
That's right.
You're living on a small income, eh?
Small income?
Yeah.
No, I work.
Yeah, but beside this.
No, not small. But not big either.
Wait. No, I cannot read you.
Hmm.
I'm sorry. When was it that you went to the doctor, dear?
Last month. I go to him next week.
Yeah? Did he do x-rays?
No, he did that about 6 months ago.
On the lower part of the body?
No. The upper part.
Did he say anything about a tumor or anything?
No, he didn't.
What did he say when he saw the x-ray?
That's my heart. I have an enlarged left ventricle.
I want you to stay under the doctor's control, dear.
Yes.
Did the ribs block the heart?
Pardon?
Your ribs block your heart?
I don't know.
Is your heart twice as big as normally?
He says my left side is. I have arrhythmia.
Yeah. Did you was close to your husband, to your father?
No, I wasn't very close.
No? The reason why I saw a married man that was very close to you, and I don't know who it is. Was it your father, or?
Oh, I met a man. He wasn't married, though.
Yeah, but there was no relationship. You know what I'm talking about?
Not very close.
That's right.
No.
I want you to stay on the doctor's hands, on the doctor's control. Did the doctor manage your heart?
Pardon?
Did the doctor manage your heartbeat?
Yes.
And did he say it was almost twice as big?
No, he didn't say that.
Did the
left side? Yeah.
Just the left side.
It's the left side. And he give you medicines?
Yes.
Did you get two different kind of medicine, madame?
Right, right.
That's right.
Yeah. All right.
Stay on the doctor's control, madame.
Thank you.
You're right. Still working. You still
yes.
Do your work.
Yes.
And you had many years?
Many, many years. All
well,
my life.
I don't talk about 10 or 12 years old, much longer.
I worked all my life. 47 years.
Who do the administration there?
Pardon?
Who do the administration?
Who does it?
Yeah.
He's a...
The bookkeeping he does.
He's a CPA.
Oh, he's a CPA. And you work with him?
Yeah. I work in the office.
Right. Stay at work and stay with the doctors. Okay, dear?
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, thank you for jumping in there with us tonight.
Bye.
All right, bye-bye. And we have, let me see, what, Rennie, yeah, are you with us? There, I finally got the button pushed. Rennie, you're on the hot seat.
Thank you. What a blessing to be on.
Hello, madame.
Hello.
Do you know me? Never met me before?
No, sir.
No? Well, you'll find out. In the first place, I also see changing for you. Don't buy any stock or don't gamble. You never will make it.
That's true.
You know that.
I know that.
You can gamble at anything or play stock. It don't work out. You never win anything, anyhow.
No. $2 in the lottery.
Whose birthday is in November?
In November?
Yeah.
My son.
Are you a little closer now to him?
I'm very close to him.
There was a time that he... was not that close.
That's true.
You know that?
Yes.
There was friction.
Yes.
But everything is fine now. Finally, he stick up for you. You understand what I'm talking about?
Yes. Yes.
There was a time that he blamed anything on you.
Yes, that's true.
But now it is fine. Tell him not to drive too fast. Have you ever driven your son's car?
Yes.
Don't you get scared?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. I didn't drive with him.
Yes. It's true.
I also see him going to school.
Really?
Yeah, he's not in school, but he's going to school.
Wonderful.
He take a course.
Great.
He's a brilliant mind. Do you know that he had a very bad ear infection when he was a kid?
Yes, he did.
Oh, my gosh. Not an operation, but a very bad ear. He could have lost his hearing.
I didn't know that, but he did when he was very young.
Yeah. First came out. He's active. He's working.
Yes.
He has a brilliant mind.
Yes, I think he does.
What did he do in a university?
Well, he took a course in...
Yeah, but he quit. He didn't finish it.
No, he finished. It was a short course.
No, that's not what I'm talking about here. He didn't get a doctor's degree.
No, nothing like that.
He took only 2 courses, that's all he did. He did only 2 courses, what he did. In university. Not 1 course, 2 courses. Do you know that?
Well, I didn't realize that was true.
Well, you thought you lost your son, but you didn't lose him. He's now more closer to you.
That's true. He's a wonderful son.
Bless him.
I do.
Okay, ready? What was wrong with the cat?
What was wrong with the cat? He had mange.
Huh?
He had mange.
Yeah.
My boyfriend cured him.
A big fan?
My boyfriend cured him.
Oh, yeah? But you are not with your husband anymore, eh?
No, he died.
Yeah. There was no hope either.
It didn't seem that way.
It's actually his own fault, you know that?
Yes, it was very difficult.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I do.
He ruined his own health.
Yes.
You know, I don't want to go in detail, but you know what I'm talking about.
I certainly do.
It's amazing that you stick so long with him. I don't understand.
Yes, that's true. Sometimes I didn't understand either.
That's right. But your son is in good... health.
Yes.
And tell him not to drive. He drives also up the freeway. You know, the freeway?
Yes.
And you get off the free off ramp?
Uh-huh.
But he drives too fast. You take too many chances. If you take a ride with him, you get scared to death.
The last time I was in the car, that's true.
Your health is okay. I don't see any danger.
Oh, thank you. Do you see anything about my relationship?
Do you know that your boyfriend was married?
Yes.
And do you know that that you didn't break that marriage? It was already broken?
I did not break it.
Now, do you know that you were not your... It's not your fault.
Yes.
When your relation with your boyfriend, you didn't break that marriage. That marriage was already broken.
Yes, that's true.
That's what I'm telling you. Mm-hmm. Just don't blame yourself. But it wouldn't work out with your boyfriend.
Well, as far as I know, he was divorced before I met him.
I know. Did you try to quit with him?
Yes, we're having sort of a hard time.
You're very difficult at the moment with him.
That's true.
He couldn't make up his mind. There is the last couple of weeks friction between you and your boyfriend.
That's true.
You know that.
I would like to go on with this, but... We just ran out of time, really.
Okay. God bless you, dear.
Thank you
we
very
were
much.
Fight
it was a blessing to talk to you.
Okay. Peter Hercos, what a magnificent evening. Stunning evening. Psy hits about 100%. You're just amazing. You'll be back with us the latter part of March. I'm Bill Jenkins. I'm a Saturday night. It's been Open Mind. I hope you've enjoyed it as much as we did here. Next week.